We've been in Luke's gospel in the lectionary for quite a while, and I've been looking at some of the teachings of Christ. And chapter 11, that we were there for a long time, teaching about prayer, the prince of demons, Jesus got rid of the demons, the sign of Jonah, receiving the light, and how he criticized the religious leaders of the day. And now in chapter 12, verses 13 through 21. But just to preface that at the beginning, Jesus is talking about warning against hypocrisy. Boy, we got a lot of that in the world today. Verse 1 kind of sets the stage. Meanwhile, the crowds grew into thousands, and they were milling about and crushing each other. Jesus turned first to his disciples, and he warned them, "Beware of the yeast of the Pharisee. Beware of their hypocrisy." So then over, we pick up the story as he has the story of the rich fool in verse 13 through 21. And then he talked about money. You know, Jesus talked more about money than almost anything else in the scriptures, because we as people, things like that, possessions get to be our God if we don't pay attention to what we do. Verse 13, Luke chapter 12, New Living Translation. Then someone called from the crowd, "Teacher, please tell my brother to divide our father's estate with me." Red Letter Edition, Jesus replied, "Friend, who made me a judge over you to decide such things as that?" And then he said, "Beware, don't be greedy for what you don't have. Real life is not measured by how much we own." And then he gave an illustration. We call them parables, but they're really a teaching mechanism that Jesus used. He said a rich man had a fertile farm that produced fine crops. In fact, his barns were so overflowing, he said, "I know, I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. Then I'll have enough room to store everything. And I'll sit back and say to myself, 'My friend, you have enough stored away for years to come. Now take it easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, you will die this very night. Then who will get it all?' Yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth, but not have a rich relationship with God." And then he talked a little bit more about that in the money and possessions. And I'm sure we'll look at it more as the lectionary reveals some of the scriptures to us over the next few weeks.